No, you don't. You got to approach it all the same. You're definitely aware of him, and you know how special he is, but you can't treat anybody like a guy. We all play football.
Is there any focus, though, technique-wise, that you say, I've got to be my best at this week because he does that well?
I mean, not really. I mean, you want to be your best technique regardless so you can be at your best for yourself. But, of course, we're aware that how good he is, and we know that if you take one play off, that it's going to cost you. So with a guy like that, you just got to be able to battle all game.
What is it that stands out? Is it his size and then his speed, or his speed and then his size that makes him so difficult?
It's both. Both of them match up perfectly. And there's not too many guys that's built like him that can play like him. And he's most definitely probably one of the most explosive receivers in the NFL.
You talk all the time about being on an island and, you know, forgetting, having a short memory as a corner. How do you do that?
You just got to believe in yourself and think that you're going to make the next play. You got to be confident that no matter what happens to you, that throughout the game, you're still going to get yours as well.
On a day like that, one or two plays can make all the difference in the world, right?
And that's just the nature of playing cornerback. Everything we do is magnified. So if we give up one touchdown for 30 yards, everybody thinks we had a horrible game, and that's just how it is.
Seems to me that on a week where you get a guy that's that good, communication is essential.
Of course. Everything you do is essential with a guy like that. And he has a great veteran quarterback that finds him when he's open, too. So, I mean, if you give him just a little room, and even when you do cover him, you got to be able to compete with him throughout the whole play.